in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Steve.
Celebrating our 38th year, began the show in 1987 with your dad, John Ash, yes. And you took over in September of last year.
I happily did, yes.
One of the interviews that John and I had that really sparked our interest in this particular author was a couple of years ago. Her name is Nicole Asatola, and she owns a restaurant in San Francisco called Canteen, and mm-hmm. she wrote a cookbook on Swedish, Scandinavian-style baking
right.
that really was terrific. It yeah. went on to win some awards mm-hmm. and sold very well.
Great book.
And I noticed that she has a new book coming out in just a few days called Scandinavian Everyday Vibrant Simple Meals. Don't you love that?
Yes.
From Northern Europe, and delighted to talk with her again. Good morning, Nicole.
Hello, hello, Steve and Emily. How are you?
We are doing well. So I wanted to let Emily tell you what she what she told me when she walked in the studio a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did I? All I said, I think I was just abuzz with your book. Just say, I think what I said is I didn't realize that I was naturally craving this type of Scandinavian cuisine. But when I read through your cookbook, I literally, yeah. I mean, I salivated a lot of cookbooks, but this one was like almost, it was all the way in my stomach. Like I needed to eat this cabbage and cottage cheese, and I needed to try this sandwich cake. And it just spoke to me in quite a way.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Yeah, let's hope that lots of other people feel that way, too.
Well, I think it's when people see the cookbook, oh, Scandinavian every day, people think, mm-hmm. oh, wait, pickled fish and pickled yeah. vegetables. And they don't realize that there's a lot more going on in right. Scandinavian and this Northern European cuisine.
Yeah, there sure is. And, you know, it's a lot of it is like modern takes on old traditional dishes that I've kind of updated and updated in a, you know, in the way that we eat today to reflect that. But they have roots in traditions, and I just really think that it has a time and a place right now. A lot of these things are familiar. We're not talking about strange ingredients or things you can't find in the grocery store. Again, just like Scandinavian from scratch, my first book, this is for the home cook. This is for, like, you know, things that you can find in most grocery stores. And it's just like, you know, kind of dialing down all these, you know, lengthy recipes and I'm just trying to make it simple and it's more about like planning ahead and making it a priority to eat well.
Yeah.
You spent time in Denmark, didn't you? 15, 16 years?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah, I miss it.
Well, don't you miss Cleveland?
Oh, not in the same way. And I think probably, I think actually the Cleveland that I grew up in or out on the outskirts of, I think Cleveland has probably grown a lot. I don't even know how much I recognize it. I don't go very often. Unfortunately, my mother passed away, so there's no real, you know, there's no real ties. Mm-hmm. It's not something I just happen to come on by. And yeah, but it was a good place to grow up, that's for sure.
So when did you open Canteen in San Francisco?
Yeah, next month we're going to celebrate our 8th birthday.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So we made it through the pandemic and everything like that. And it's, you know, it's amazing to have a business like that. Word of mouth gets out. We have just been persevering and trying, you know, to just, you know, really be a slice of Scandinavia here in San Francisco in the Bay Area. And last year we ended our year, it being the best year yet, numbers-wise and everything. It's just like, it's growing, and we're so, I'm so proud of the team that we have. It really is amazing.
And what part of town are you in San Francisco?
We are technically in the Castro, but it's on the outskirts of the Castro, so we're in between the Castro and Hayes Valley. We're on Market Street. Cross Street is Laguna.
Great.
Oh, you know the way that is.
I sure do.
The beautiful area.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
So it's not downtown. It's pretty accessible. We have lots of street parking and
great.
I'm going to skip right to the dessert part because
there's so many other good things.
No, I just have to ask you one question because we're going to run out of time. We're not going to be able to get through everything that we love in this book. But do you offer the Danish meringue puffs at the restaurant?
On occasion. We actually just had them this week. It's one of those things that when we have time to do it, we do it. Okay. We had a special order for them, so we made a double batch, and we had them out front. just kind of like, you know, on a whim, not even online or anything like that. But they are amazing.
Yeah, they're stunning. They're probably the most labor-intensive recipe in the book, and that's why I asked, because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know if I called.
I'm going to have to text you when they're coming back, please. And then we'll see if we can make it work.
I will go down to the Bay Area to San Francisco, or I will force Emily to go down and pick up those.
Yeah.
So, well, let's start right at the top at Larda, and then Bowl Me Over, mm-hmm. and then these are mm-hmm. different chapters, Grown, and then Lunch-ish, then Soups On, New Classics. We have Simple Breads and Sweet Treats, and then we get, that was in the dessert section. Emily, start us off with something that maybe caught your eye. I know you have 25 different sticky notes in your book.
I do have a lot. Well, and maybe I'm jumping ahead a little here, but I'm starting in with some of the dressings and things, but I mm-hmm. loved the mm-hmm. sound of the Danish remoulade. I was like, how do I not know this? And as you mentioned, a friend of yours piling this on everything they could, I thought, I think I would too.
I mean, it's crazy because it also is like, you know, you've got the pickled vegetables that are stirred together into a mayonnaise. You have curry powder, lots of spices in there, fresh tarragon. And it is a condiment in principle, but with our friend. And I'm hearing, actually, when I talk about it with other people, they're like, yeah, that sounds pretty good on a slice of rye bread to just eat that and have it just be like fatty, sweet, salty, you know, real fresh kind of thing. But primarily, most of the time, you'll find hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Danish hot dogs have this as a condiment on top, or with fish cakes. It's a really great,
it does sound like
a lemony.
Definitely, almost like a elevated tartar sauce. Not to make it too common.
right. And that's where we're tying in that Scandinavian, the tradition of pickling things. And you know, I think there's just like people don't really understand about pickling that it's not like this laborious thing. You can actually just make a few jars of pickles and have them in the fridge for a very long time. And then you can, you know, take a few spoonfuls of that, stir it together with your mayonnaise, and you're good to go.
Mm, yum. Mm-hmm. And then what about, there's such a big section on porridge. And porridge in all, do you want to get to
no,
first?
No, I'm saying that she admitted that she was a PPP.
Yes, I liked that.
I am a PPP, yes.
Well, people may not know what that is, so why don't you tell them?
So it's a, I think passionate?
Yes.
Passionate porridge person.
Yes.
And that's because... You know, I grew up on little packets of Quaker oats instant with lots of brown sugar and not really understanding what porridge was, but it wasn't until I got to Scandinavia and there was this trend where, you know, you would take artisan grains and prepare them together and they could be savory or sweet. And then you could top them with different things and it's kind of, you know, you can customize it as you want. And before I opened Canteen, I was doing porridge pop-ups, which really was quite fun for a lot of people because they had never had even a savory porridge, and that they could put things like smoked meat and smoked fish, farmer's cheese, shaved vegetables on top, or sautéed asparagus.
Mm, yeah.
And then really, it's just like there's something most cuisines have some sort of like porridgey grain. You know, dish. And this is there's that aspect of hominess, comfort, filling, you know, it's just so satiating. And when we first opened Canteen, it was, people were a little skeptical. And then it's become one of our best sellers. Especially the savory one.
In the Grown section, I have to shout out the warm potato salad with silken leeks plus celery seed vinaigrette. I only use celery seed usually in my coleslaw, but we just yanked out our celery bolted in our garden. So we're keeping celery seed. I'm going to try this in a warm potato salad. The other one that I starred was the shaved ribbons of melon and spinach salad with feta.
Yeah.
With that four seed sprinkle. That really sounded sensational.
Yep.
Those couple salads.
The small baby spinach that's soft and tender. contrast with that crunchy seed topping, and then you have the sweet and a sweet from the melon. You have the, so, you know, like we want to be, we want to fill our bellies. We also want that, you know, we want to have that play of being, you know, different aspects, different flavors that are combined, textures, and we want to be satiated on another level too. I think that, you know, the salty, the brininess of the feta cheese, which, funny enough, feta cheese is also a Danish, you know, it's one of the big producers with Arla and everything like that. So you can substitute different kinds of cheese, but it really is quite spectacular.
Then into the lunch.
And so fresh.
The lunch.
Yeah, it could be a lunch thing paired with some good crusty bread. Absolutely.
Those recipes in the lunches section were sensational, too. The smashed cauliflower and black lentils with a curry cream. Never thought to combine those. And then the green egg salad.
Yeah.
You mentioned your teenage boys eat this. That was a recommendation right then. And that it has and pickled red onions on top and with shallots and watercress and chives and parsley. And I am going to break out of my old pickle relish comfort zone for my egg salad. I'm going to try some of these. What do you think?
You should try that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's also like that added benefit with the fiber that comes from with the kale in there. And then the spicy pepperiness of the watercress. It's really good on a dark rye bread.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Emily, what are you looking at?
Well, and how can we not talk about, I'm not going to say it correctly, but smorgasdarta, the Swedish sandwich plate.
Good
gosh, what a masterpiece that is. Can you tell us about that?
It really is, And, you know, when I first Googled it, when somebody had requested it, you know, for us to do it as a catering item, and I thought, I have never heard of this. Let's give it a try. And, you know, as I was making it, I was also skeptical. I was like, is this even going to taste good?
Right.
And funny enough, when I tasted it for the first time, I was like, this actually really works.
Right.
What's important is that you assemble it the day before so these flavors can meld. You basically have white bread sandwiched up with trout salad. You can even do tuna salad if you wanted to. Egg salad. You could put the green egg salad in there. You can make it vegetarian. There's endless possibilities. And then you cover it almost like a cake with a frosting that's sour cream and cream cheese. And you can make rosettes of gravlax. You can put shaved radish on top. So it's really kind of peculiar because at the first glance, you think that it's a cake, a sweet cake.
Right.
And you're like, hey, wait a minute. This is actually something savory.
There's shrimp on my cake. Yeah.
There's shrimp on my cake. And, you know, it's real practical for gatherings. Because for, you know, baptisms, you know, church gatherings, birthdays, things like that. It's just slice and go since you've made it the day before.
We're going to take a quick break, Nicole, and be back. And we'll go to Soups On and New Classics and a couple little of our favorite desserts. The new book is Scandinavian Everyday, Vibrant Simple Meals from Northern Europe. It's delighted to have Nicole Acetola back with us. It's spelled A-C-C-E-T-T-O-L-A. If you're in San Francisco, make sure to check out Canteen Restaurant in the Castro area in San Francisco. Quick break, back after this.
Real leadership shows up when it matters. Todd Land served as a deputy sheriff, protecting our community. As mayor, he delivered visible results. Now he's ready to bring that same leadership to Sonoma County. Safer neighborhoods, lower costs, real accountability. Vote Todd Lands for Supervisor District 4. Leadership that delivers. Ad paid for by Action Committee for Todd Lands for Supervisor 2026. Ad Committee's top funder, Molly Flater. Not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Something new is bouncing into spring. At Centerline 33, we're celebrating our grand opening with fresh courts, wellness amenities, and fresh pricing. Whether you're brand new or already hooked on pickleball, now's the time to jump in and experience our one-of-a-kind facility with every aspect of fitness and wellness. Come be part of the fastest-growing sport and a growing local community with Centerline 33 this spring. Visit centerline33.com to join the fun today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Emily Ashlam. Just ahead, National Barbecue Day. Woo-hoo. We have the folks from Sweet Tea's Barbecue joining us in about 10, 15 minutes. With us now, Nicole Acetola, spelled A-C-C-E-T-T-O-L-A, her new book, and it's really one you should check out.
Yeah.
It's called Scandinavian Every Day. We're down to the beautiful soups on. I love this because, you know, here in California and the country, we have what's called Taco Tuesday. But I learned in Nicole's book that in Sweden, they have Yellow Pea Soup Thursday.
I like it.
That's just wild. I think that's a beautiful recipe. I would certainly use that. Into new classics, the roast pork crisp belly. Oh, my gosh, with chard and ramps. That's a beautiful recipe. And I don't think of, for some reason, Swedes eating pork belly. Yeah. Roast pork belly.
So much pork in the Scandinavian diet. You know, it is. And, you know, what's important here is I think you need to go for the good pork, you know. Mm. This is, you know, for following the Nordic diet, which, you know, you can definitely eat meat. You want to go for quality, good meat. You want to make it count. So you want to find something that's sustainable, you know, good quality meat. And I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. Just like any other ingredient you use in your cooking, you're going to, it's that whole thing about being satiated, at the end of the meal. And it's really just this is very close to a classic recipe where, you know, there's a lot of, fat going around, you know, a pork belly, if you can imagine, you slice it and fry it in the pan. It gets a little messy, but it's worth it. 100%.
Nice.
We will jump over to desserts because we're just about out of time. And there's three that I highlighted. Of course, everybody now in spring, thank heavens, you included a rhubarb cake.
Yep.
Because it's time for it with the custard sauce. And then actually we're going to have Gail Sullivan on in a couple of weeks from Dry Creek Peach and Produce here in Healdsburg. And I noticed you did a saffron poached pear peaches with yogurt panna cotta. And that's stunning.
Yeah. Delicious.
And honestly, the most stunning photo in the book has to be the raspberry dessert with the dark chocolate. What a dessert.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. That's so funny. I've actually heard so many people say that they really were intrigued with that. And it's like a recipe that has four or five ingredients.
Yeah.
It's literally, you make it right before you have to serve it. You throw a bunch of stuff in either a Vitamix or a food processor, and it's done. It tastes like it has the richness of ice cream. It's so, I mean, I've eaten it so many times, especially when I first, because, you know, sometimes you're on the meal and you want to have a sweet tooth, and it fit right in.
Well, it's called raspberry silk, and that's just what it looks like with dark chocolate. Yes. And for those of you listeners saying, oh, no, I can't make desserts, you can make
you
this.
You can do this one.
Scandinavian Every Day
from
Nicole Acetola, A-C-C-E-T-T-O-L-A. It comes out officially on the 19th. And you're going to be at Omnivore in San Francisco coming up, aren't you?
I sure am, a week from this Tuesday,
Wonderful.
I have my launch day on Tuesday, and then it's 1 week later I'm going to be at Omnivore. So I hope to see a bunch of people come out for that.
Wonderful.
Always wonderful to talk with you, Nicole.
And thank you so much.
And we'll be going down demanding those meringues.
We're going to knock on your door.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Nicole. Again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. What a delight.
You bet. Take care. Coming back with barbecue.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
It's Saturday. The sun is out, your favorite pool lounger is ready, but the water in your pool just doesn't look right. So before you waste your weekend guessing on chemicals, call the award-winning PCS Pool Chemical Service. Protect your investment. PCS does the testing and maintenance so you can enjoy your pool. No more trial and error, no more wasted weekends, just clear, healthy water that's ready when you are. PCS Pool Chemical Service, poolchemservice.com. Call today, Pool CHEM Service.
Oh man, I can't believe this.
Hey Greg, whoa, your car, you got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment, the prices were super competitive, I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work. And they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
Divorce can turn your world upside down. Questions about your children, your home, your finances, everything suddenly feels uncertain. At Sonoma County Legal Line, attorney Alyssa Ehrlich and her experienced team help people just like you navigate the legal side of life's most personal challenges. Whether you're facing divorce, child custody decisions, support issues, or property division, you don't have to figure it out alone. As a certified legal specialist in family law and licensed since 1987, Alyssa Ehrlich understands both the emotional weight and the legal complexity of family law cases. You'll be guided with compassion, clarity, and a strong commitment to protecting your rights and your future. When everything feels uncertain, the right legal advice makes all the difference. Call 284-9626. That's 284-9626 or visit SonomaCountyLegalLine.com. Sonoma County Legal Line. Answers, support, a path forward.
The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District wants you to know that if you find a tick attached to your skin, it's important to remove it as soon as possible. Using a pair of fine-tipped tweezers, grasp the tick as close to your skin as possible and pull straight out. No twisting or jerking. Afterwards, wash your hands and the bite area with soap and water and apply some antiseptic or antibiotic ointment. For tips on staying tick-free, visit msmosquito.org.
Okay, all together now, Emily. Happy barbecue day.
Happy barbecue day. Sorry, I was late. Should we do it again?
Happy.
Fail. Just a total fail.
It's actually Happy National Barbecue Day today, and we couldn't think of two more beautiful people to celebrate with, and Ann Tussey and George Achin. Ann and Dennis, her husband, and George, they all are part of the Sweet Tea's barbecue phenomenon. That's really what it is. It just started in 2011. I just pointed out to Ann, this is your 15th anniversary. Yeah. You knew that, didn't you?
I kind of did. And we're still having fun.
That's the good part.
John Ash and I met the opening chef, Doug Ritchie, in 2011 in November. I went over to the restaurant right before you opened. Tasted a couple things, and when you were opening, he said, well, I could do a quick phoner with you. I can't come into the show. So we talked to Doug in 2011, and then Mac came aboard, the next chef.
Mac Edwards.
Uh-huh. Mac came on, and we talked with him. And then it was later that George, good morning, George.
Good morning.
That you became the pit master right around that time, 2012, 13, was it?
Yes.
Somewhere like that. And John Ash said, hey, we've got to have George on the show. And yeah. I said, I don't think I know George. And he said, oh, George is a trip. George is the barbecue master. He said, this guy is unbelievable. So John went crazy about not only the barbecue, but he loved the fried chicken, too.
The fried chicken.
And we started having Sweet Teas on the show in 2011 and have kept in contact over these years. And Alan came in after the fire at Fountain Grove that destroyed the restaurant and came in and said, we are going to rebuild. Mm-hmm. We haven't found the spot yet, but we are going to rebuild. And you did. You found a spot in Windsor, didn't you?
Absolutely. We had about 18 months that we needed to get the restaurant rebuilt, and so that space ended up being almost restaurant ready.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. What a transformation you did very quickly.
It took us 17 months, but it's been a great location. We miss our old neighborhood a little bit, but the good thing is we still get to see everybody, and then it's a little closer for our Healdsburg patrons, mm-hmm. too. So we're
celebrating barbecue, and you've brought in really enough food for 25 people.
I'm so excited.
Which is so exciting. And I know that one of your teenagers, Emily.
My oldest Leo said, who's on the show today? And I said, Sweet Teas is coming. And he said, oh, can I come?
He wanted to come to the show today, of course.
And I said, well, I'll bring you something home.
So thank you again for coming in today. I know you're really busy as it's National Barbecue Day today. And Ann, you're wearing your chef's checked pants this morning.
Yeah,
so
and apron.
You're going back to cook today.
We're definitely going to, we'll be at the restaurant all day.
All day today. So, George, when you came in and talked to John and me a few years ago, you talked about a brand new restaurant that you were involved in at the site of the old Cricklewood, which unfortunately perished in the 2017 fire on Old Redwood Highway there in Larkfield. And it was going to be a Hawaiian-style concept restaurant. You were so excited. And we thought, oh, boy, 6-8 months?
Yeah.
We're going to have George back. Well, Ann, I guess you ran into the inevitable problems that all restaurateurs face, and that is permitting, construction, architectural issues, land use, all the things. You think since it was a former restaurant, you could just, everything would be fast-tracked, but it didn't turn out that way.
Well, I'd love to blame it on all those things, but it's mostly been us, just making sure that we had our concept, you know, measure twice, cut once, and we measure six times.
Yeah.
But there's been a couple of things. We were able to pick up our space next door to the restaurant when Verizon's lease came up, and so we expanded our takeout and our catering kitchen, and that slowed us down a little bit. And then just trying to make sure that we're really clear on our concept.
Well, George, you had brought in a menu mock-up and an architectural rendering of what the restaurant was going to look like several years ago. So I still have all those full-color mock-ups of all the food you were going to plan on serving. And it's called Hapas, isn't
Hapas,
it? H-A-P-A'S. Is it still used? Is it Hapas on the mainland, or did you drop that part?
It's Hapas, but Hapas on the mainland because we anticipate possibly having Hapas on the Big Island or Hapas on Maui.
Oh,
so
great.
I don't know. That was the thought behind that. So
cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, any reason to just have to go to Hawaii periodically, right?
That's right.
I guess if you have to.
Yeah, sure, for work.
So could you, George, describe your vision of what the menu is going to look like?
Well, the menu, we had a gathering a couple weeks ago with the drinks and the food, and people loved it, you know, coconut shrimp, and we had some good dessert, malasa, everything that I was kind of brought up with in Hawaii, the food concept, you know, the barbecue meat, and, you know, it was a great, everybody really enjoyed it. I had one of the less known slacky artists come and play. And, you know, just everybody was dipping in, and it motivated the bartenders. I mean, there was three deep in the bar, you know, and then, you know, just the food was coming out that was great. My grandson had like 5 malasadas. You know what is a malasada?
Yeah,
he had like 5 of them, you know. But no, having a lot of fish. We had a lot of kampachi, and we had sushi and all of that, different deals. And, you know, we're going to try to keep everything local. Mm-hmm. You know, try to bring things from Hawaii and be authentic with having those products.
Are you going to do barbecue at this restaurant too, or is that
different concept?
So. And when do you anticipate? Has ground been broken and construction begun?
Last week we dropped off the final plans to the health department. So they've been submitted to health, and then Board of Health has, I think, 20 days, and then we submit for permits. So that's where we are. We're hoping to break ground, you know, still in the summer, and then hopefully get open by the end of the year. That's our goal. It's
that's
definitely
reasonable.
Doable. Yes. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we're looking at mid, maybe July sometime for
opening.
No, for the getting the groundbreaking.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe six, seven months. Yep.
Yeah. Hoping to have tiki mugs in hand by the end of the year.
Yeah. A little holiday, yep. Hawaiian holiday.
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Christmas
yeah.
in Hawaii.
Hey. Oh, Emily, well, you've got some marketing skill. So it's going to be in Larkfield at the old Cricklewood. What's the address? Do you know, call offhand? It's right on Old Redwood Highway.
I think it's 16.
It doesn't matter.
4618.
If you go up Redwood Highway before you get to the Luther Burbank, right around that area. Right after Luther Burbank in Larkfield.
It's right next to the new community park.
Oh,
the playground.
It is.
It's interesting because Lynette and Michael were really big on numerology. And so there's
was the owner along with Lynette, his wife. Michael passed away a few years ago.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We had Michael on the show many years ago. Is Lynette still in the area?
She is, yeah. And she stops by frequently when she's in town. And but they were really, the address was very special to her, that she just feels like it's very...
Well, they lived there above the restaurant, as I recall.
They did.
And hopefully she can be part of when you open to be here.
Absolutely, she definitely will. And the other thing we were thinking about doing too, in Hawaii on Fridays, they would have Aloha Fridays, and so they'd have all these people from different backgrounds, a very diverse community of people come together, and they would share their favorite dish. But one of the things we're planning on doing is having maybe just kind of as a nod to Lynette and Michael, maybe prime rib sliders.
Oh, nice.
On Friday, because he was known for his prime rib, and I don't know, I think that'd be kind of fun. And they did sell us their liquor license, so that's very special, too.
God, that's fabulous. No, he was vehement about his prime rib.
Nice.
He was to take no prisoners. It's one way to, I think from his working at Victoria Station years and years ago, he was inundated with, here's how you do prime rib. He was an opinionated and really cool guy, Michael. It's really great.
Very cool.
The word hapa, would you talk about that? What does that mean?
In Hawaii, it means that you're half Hawaiian and... It can be whatever the other half is, Portuguese, Filipino. Mm. So those kids are, you know, half and a half, But you gotta have that half Hawaiian with you,
But so, it's wonderful. It's kind of an all-inclusive, mixed, interracial melting pot of cuisine. Yep.
Totally. When you go to the parties, everybody's bringing their different, you know, ethnic foods. Mm-hmm. And then they start using the spices from that ethnic food and putting them in the oriental foods. Mm. And you, all of a sudden you got this curry in this, you know, whatever it is.
Fun.
But it's delicious, you know. So and you know, when they get together there on a wedding or a baby's
first birthday is important in Hawaii.
1,000 people.
Wow.
The celebration of life that baby made it for the first year being, you know, just because that's when all of the coals and everything, you know. And then when they get married, 2,000 people.
Wow.
Three pigs, two cows. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God.
And then they eat in shifts, You come in and eat in a shift, you know. So, but
this is interesting
they
because
to throw a party.
A
couple of weeks ago, we had the representatives from the AAPI, the Asian American Pacific Islander Foundation, in the studio to talk about their big event tonight at the Friedman Center, which is what you're talking about, this melting pot of all of these cuisines. And Martin Yan will be there actually cooking a dinner. Martin was on the show couple of weeks ago,
too. Yeah, that was fun.
So this is wonderful. Your restaurant will really represent this melting pot of cuisines.
And, you know, just spreading the aloha, everybody coming in and just having fun and forgetting about your cell phone. You know, just turn your cell phone off and enjoy whatever's going on. And,
beautiful.
You know,
so over the past 15 years, Anne and George, what's the best-selling item at Sweet Tea's Barbecue?
No, our fried chicken and probably the brisket. Although there's not anything on the menu that doesn't sell. It just depends on the day.
Well, brisket's got to be the most labor intensive.
Sure.
Doesn't it?
That's George. A lot of trimming. Yeah.
Especially when you're coming in the morning, you know, because we put them in at 5:30 at night. You come in the morning and somebody forgot to put the wood in there, you know?
That's
so,
I've been there.
Oh, yes. I've been.
Not in a really, really long time.
Well, I don't think that employee is.
I was going to say, do they still work for
but
you?
I know. I don't know how I'm going to tell Andy's, but, you know, we don't have barbecue today.
But you're right. It's a labor of love.
Yeah.
It's a full day preparation.
For sure.
Totally.
Slow smoking. Then the stall happens. You got to take it out. You got to wrap it in the box, the paper. You got to put it back. Then you got to let it set, let the steam evaporate. I've done briskets before, but I thought, I don't see how anybody can do this year in and year out, day in and day out, because it is, you don't rest with brisket. You just don't forget it. And then slicing it, that's a whole art. Someone had to show me, no, Steve, the flat, the point, you can't slice it like you're doing a roast. You got to move it because the meat, it was a mind-blowing how much is involved in not only the preparation, but the cutting, the slicing of brisket. It's remarkable.
Absolutely.
And yours is great.
And I had to learn this because I was actually the electrician up in Fountain Grove. So that's why they call me the Chef-trician, you know. So,
Chef-trician.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I know. So.
But you know, really, you hire an electrician, you're lucky to have him as part of the group if anything goes wrong, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. He does waffle plugs, all kinds of things.
Wow. Maybe that's the next shop to open.
And your dad used to tell me, come on, let's write a cookbook. I said, John, I don't know how to write. And, you know, he said, I'll help you. You know?
Yeah.
So he'll come in the back of the smoke or open the smoke and take a look in there. You know, you know, just so anyway,
I do seem to remember showing up there and him walking right back to you in the kitchen and being like, Dad, where are you? What? Hang on. Come back. And he was like, oh, no, it's cool. Oh, I know, George. I'm going back.
He would come in the front and he would ask the hostess, I need, you know, seat for two. And the hostess would go, you know, John Ash. And so they would come back and say, man, John Ash is looking for a table for two. And they don't know who's John Ash, these young kids, you know what I mean? And tell him, get him a table.
We'll take a break. Ann Tussey, who along with your husband, Dennis, and of course, George, are all part of the Sweet Tea Barbecue restaurant for the last 15 years. A great celebration today on National Barbecue Day, and plans for the opening of Hapa's Cuisine of the Mainland, groundbreaking in summer, and hopefully be open by a Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Absolutely.
Exciting. We're going to taste a little food when we get back.
Yay.
And also, I see you brought your ukulele, George.
Yay.
So we'll also hear a song from George when we come back. I'm Steve Garner and Emily Ash Lamb in the KS Ardo Kitchen.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery, inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at sonomacutlery.com.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt. Yeah, the guy making your car look dusty and dull. Do me a favor. Avoid the four Love car wash locations between Santa Rosa and Roanert Park. Seriously, with their next level wash tech, free vacuums, and unlimited packages, they're built to destroy me. A visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting edge protectants like Graphene and Ceramic Extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job? And now it's even worse. They're offering 30% off per month for your first 3 months on their top wash packages. 30%? For 3 months? How am I supposed to survive that?
Right now at Love Car Wash, get 30% off per month for your first 3 months on our top unlimited wash packages. Unlimited washes, free vacuums, premium shine. Visit LUVCarWash.com. That's LUVCarWash.com.
The name is Love. So where's the love for dirt? Where's the love?
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
Hot Dog Thursday is back at Pacific Coast Air Museum. Bring the family and eat lunch among our amazing aircraft collection and check out our exhibits. Hot Dog Thursday is every first Thursday of the month from April to October from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30. $10 gets you an all-beef, veggie, or Polish dog, chips, and a drink. What a deal. Not able to make it? No sweat. Come visit us anytime, Thursday through Sunday between 10 and 4. Pacific Coast Air Museum at the Sonoma County Airport. PacificCoastAirMuseum.org.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. I was going to say I'm in pig's heaven, but I won't because it's National Barbecue Day, along with Emily Ashlam and the folks from Sweet Tea's Restaurant, and Tussie and George Achin, and they brought in a beautiful spread of mac and cheese and pulled pork and brisket and that fabulous smoked chicken, which is Mrs. Garner's favorite, by the way. And ribs and biscuits. And is there anything else I've missed?
Nope. I'm just going to sit here and eat for about 5 hours and just get it going here. It's a gorgeous spread. Yeah.
You should. You know, I recall, am I correct that the smoker survived the fire that this was? It's Pilgrim, Southern Pilgrim. What's the name?
Very correct. It's a Southern Pride.
Southern Pride.
The 500. And
we had just bought it.
We just bought it 2 months before that. And we took the baby home, the 300, and
You took the baby home.
Well, we have another. We have two. We run two smokers there, and we took that one home. And it was like 2 months. And when we came up to the next day to check out what was damaged, and actually it survived except for the computer components. And me being the repair guy, you know, we had right away. So
is that the same one you're using at the new restaurant?
Right, no, yes.
That same?
Yep.
Wow.
That's... We do all of our in-house repairs, pretty much, yeah.
So God, that's, that'll hold a lot of meat, that big one.
That one, 500. We did, the other day, we did 21 briskets and I think 15 pork butts.
Man.
And, you know, just a lot of brisket in there, so.
Gosh. But so there's the restaurant. And then you do a lot of catering, too, don't you?
We do.
Yeah.
And George also, last year, I think, talked us into a food trailer. Because he needed one more thing to maintain.
Oh, I had not seen the food trailer.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing because we would load, well, both of us are getting too old to load up the fryer onto the truck anymore. So it's really nice because you just hook up the trailer to the truck or to the catering van, and then we have double fryers in there, a flat top. So we've been doing some events out at wineries and various places.
Oh, I'm so glad that you have not lost your Southern accent, Anne. It's so beautiful. Is it like Arkansas, North Carolina, Florida? Where is it all?
Arkansas mostly. I think I'm originally from the East Coast, so it depends on which sister I talk to.
We're going to take a quick break. We only have a few minutes left, but when we come back, George is going to serenade us with a beautiful ballad played on his ukulele. George Achin and Ann Tussie in the KSRO kitchen this morning.
Does anyone even listen to the radio anymore?
You're listening right now, aren't you? And you aren't the only one. Every week, our stations reach over 200,000 people in Sonoma County.
When you use radio to advertise, local is everything. You want as many local ears on your message as possible. And when you advertise with us at locally owned Sonoma Media Group, we can target your ad to every demographic from teens to seniors.
Our local radio stations have dedicated audiences who listen listen regularly. When you advertise consistently, you're building a customer base and brand recognition that over time will increase your revenue and build your business.
Our marketing and creative teams are ready to help you create effective radio and digital messages that'll convert listeners into customers.
When the need arises for your services, make sure it's your business the listener remembers.
Sonoma Media Group has your marketing strategy covered with radio, digital, and print advertising. Learn more at SonomaMediaGroup.com.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK, LifeLock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK at LifeLock.com.
Traveling can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Next time you're planning a trip, fly out of the Charles M. Scholes Sonoma County Airport. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, flying out of STS is the perfect way to start your journey. And with its convenient location, your trip starts sooner at STS. Grab a bite to eat, a glass of wine, and enjoy the beautiful new terminal. Book your next trip today at flysts.com. STS, half the distance, twice the experience.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, a wonderful half hour spent with Ann Tussey and George Achin from Sweet Tea's Barbecue in Windsor, and to talk about the excitement in the upcoming Hoppas on the Mainland restaurant breaking ground this summer, with opening by around Thanksgiving or by Christmas. Mm-hmm. Christmas in Sonoma County, Hawaii style. It'd be really cool. George has brought his ukulele this morning. George, what are you going to play for us this morning?
I'm going to play a song for Brother John. He was very inspired to me, and this song is for him. And the that you dream dreams really do come true. John, don't forget to wash the dishes now.
Ooh,
thank
man.
You, thank you, thank you.
That was just beautiful. That was gorgeous.
Well, do you ever play ukulele at Sweet Tea's? Has he ever performed at the restaurant?
Oh, no, that never happens.
Like, what's that sound coming from the kitchen? It can't be the brisket. It sounds like an ukulele. It's just beautiful.
He takes little breaks and sits out front on the bench and aww, as people walk by, or he'll sing to people when it's their birthday.
Yeah.
Did you grow up playing the instrument?
No,
take it up later in life.
Took it up later, YouTube, and just a guy asked me, "Hey, let's make a band." And I have a band that we play all you know, we used to go all over before the fire.
And play what was the name of your band?
The Puna Brothers.
The Puna Brothers.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow. Did you ever record a cassette?
Yeah, I have YouTube's up, and
you do?
Yeah.
Well, let's check that out.
Yeah, that was gorgeous. That was just beautiful.
We have a lot of fun going and playing. So.
And you still play? You're still going around?
Well, we didn't go, and then we just got one gig down in Marin, and I went to this place. I said, "Wow, I've never seen a place like this." And we played there, and there's not too many Hawaiian bands left in the Northern California.
So if someone wants to book your band, how do they get in touch with you?
They got to check my agent over there. Oh. And the agent.
I mean, if someone's saying, "Oh, I would love this for something," what could they call Sweet Tea's Ian or what?
Absolutely, George. It's good for him to get out and do that. And the music really is the way
uplifting.
Totally. And we're gonna have a stage at Hoppers.
I was just gonna ask. Great.
Music all the time.
Live entertainment. Wonderful.
Live entertainment. If the neighbors don't mind.
Oh yeah. Just tell them they can come for free. They'll be all right.
They want a door from the back to come inside.
Back.
Yeah,
I love it.
So,
well, this could be a nice add-on to your catering. If someone's doing Hawaiian catering, you could add the music.
Absolutely. Well, and you should see when his family comes to town, because they're all musically inclined.
Oh,
and so
wow.
His brother Frank will have the drums and.
Oh, fun!
His brother
and they
Ray.
Don't want to go home. They don't want to go home.
They keep asking us, "When is it opening?"
We've been asking for several years, but now it sounds like it's really dialed in.
It'll be worth the wait, I promise.
Can't wait. So Sweet Tea's is open, I think, all the time.
7 days a week.
and 11 till 9 or something?
11:30 to 9, mm-hmm. 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Awesome.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm going to reveal a tip. Do you still do the burnt ends?
He was playing around with them again yesterday. We are actually in the process of, changing up the menu a little bit. And that's probably we're going to do a burnt end sandwich.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Don't,
it's going
to
be really
don't
good.
Toy with me. Okay, because I used to have to call ahead, "Do you got any burnt ends?" Okay, put them aside. I'll pay for them now. But you got to get there early. Don't get there late because you sell them out enough. Anyway,
we'll have you.
We're out of time. I can't talk.
So we've been I've been doing a lot of poke, for the holidays.
Yeah.
So we tried some poke nachos. Yeah.
Oh man, that's it. And woo-hoo. George, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Happy barbecue day. We'll see you next week.
See you then.
Thanks, listeners.
Aloha.
Love you all. Bye bye.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.